That was a pretty entertaining meeting. You've ended up with a 10-point lead. How do you feel about that?
I think we'd have taken that before the start, to be honest with you. Our standing riders did exceptionally well for us, really. Came to the party and did their best. But, yeah, it's a shame that a much healthier lead was whittled away towards the end. But you would expect that from Bellevue. They're a quality team and we're very much patched up.
Yes, but I mean, again, and it always fascinates me about this sport. Whenever you have guest riders, and I know, you know, we're all going to get paid and everything else, but we saw your guests again really putting it in for you tonight, giving it everything they've got.
Yeah, like I say, you know, they're good lads, and I think, you know, most people understand that silverware might have been going in a different direction if we'd have been able to track our full team. So I think a lot of people feel a bit sorry for us, and you know they want to do well for us. It's to be a tragedy if a side as good as this ended the season, you know, without any silverware at all. So yeah, it's a defendable sort of advantage, and it'll be interesting tomorrow in Manchester, I'm sure.
Indeed. And how are the injured riders doing? I know Jakob's had his operation now, hasn't he?
Yeah, at long last, he's been laying on his back, staring at the ceiling in two different hospitals since he crashed here a fortnight ago. And, many times he's been due to have his operation, but for one reason or another, it's been cancelled. But thankfully, he had it late this afternoon, a four-hour job. And he says he's in a lot of pain now and he'll speak to us tomorrow, but at least his operation's out of the way. So he can look forward to getting off home pretty soon in an air ambulance. Freddie's back with us now. He's been discharged, but he's got to go back to hospital at the weekend for some more scans. But he's struggling, Fred. You know, he's finding it difficult to walk and still in a lot of pain. So, like I've been saying, you know, right from the first diagnosis, it's going to be a long job, you know, for both of them.
Well, I'm sure everybody, not just Wolves fans, but everybody who's enjoyed watching this season will wish them very well. Obviously, you've got tomorrow, and that's a very big occasion, because it'd be great for the team that's ridden so well over the course of the year to end up with a trophy. Over the course of the year, it's been, you know, a pretty strong year for Wolverhampton Speedway generally, regardless of what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, it was very disappointing in the end, but I mean, we did marvellously to qualify for the grand final 2 years in a row. But you know, like I keep saying, having to take on the might of Swindon with our two best riders was just a bridge too far. So very disappointing for the club, and very disappointing for me personally. I think everybody knows about my personal ambitions to land 10 top flight titles in this country, and I've got 9, and I ain't going to get much closer than that to the 10th.
But you will be pushing on for more, Peter, won't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, they'll as long as they want me here at Wolverhampton, I'm happy to continue with this great club, and hopefully we can reach the final again next year, give me another chance.